A suicide bomber strikes a church. A ministry celebrates 10 years of hope in Ukraine. And find out how much of Africa has never heard the story of Jesus. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sunday was a bloody day in Nigeria. Nigerians are still reeling from the news. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller explains.
Swallowed under the news of the plane crash was the fact that there was another suicide bomber at a church in northern Nigeria in Bauchi, and apparently at least 10 others were killed and 30 injured in that attack.
Although Boko Haram didn't claim the attack, they didn't really need to.
The reality is that this is the kind of violence that they want to precipitate across the entire country. And it's the kind of violence that the president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, is facing, perhaps spreading throughout the rest of his country.
Last month, Christian leaders issued a stern warning that they wouldn't take it anymore. But a violent response could further divide Nigeria at a crucial time.
I think there's a deep spiritual hunger. And when Christians are being persecuted and they continue to show love to those who are persecuting them, that is the most powerful witness the truth of the good news of Jesus.
Would you pray? Next, Teen Challenge says drug abuse in Latvia has gone up 600% since the fall of communism. A study released last week shows Latvia's use of inhalants has gone up more than almost any European country in the last 5 years. Every young person is at risk, but Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says one group is especially vulnerable.
Orphans are so fragile. When they graduate, they have very little life skills, very little money, and they really just want to escape. And drugs are a very easy, inexpensive way for them to escape the everyday harshness of their life.
Even kids connected to Orphan Outreach are falling prey.
The most important thing for our staff and caregivers is to really work really hard with these kids to let them know that they have a Heavenly Father, that their life is in their hands, and to help them turn away from a desire from the drugs.
Pray for these kids, sponsor them, or meet them in person. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. A lot can happen in 10 years, and Global Action is celebrating. Why? Well, their Hope Center in Ukraine is 10 years old. The director of the Hope Center, Tanya Spigunova, says each year 1,000 students learn about drug, prostitution, smoking, and alcoholism prevention through their ministry. Summer camp is also huge.
For these 10 years, more than 4,000 kids was at Hope Center, and they were able to hear gospel. Our aim was introduce them Jesus, to tell them that he can be their friends.
The most recent highlight is the Dream Project, where girls involved in prostitution are invited to be trained in the Hope Center in cosmetology. They graduated this weekend.
All of our staff are Christian, and we want to show them what God did in our lives. And it was amazing. Like, it was last day of our program when one of our students became a Christian.
There's much more to this work. Just go to our website to learn more. Next, which doctors and ancient practices are common in New Ireland, an island off the coast of Papua New Guinea? 15 out of 23 languages spoken there don't even have their own translation of the New Testament. Wycliffe Associates is working with local Bible translators to finish New Ireland's last 15 New Testament translations in the next 8 years. They have a matching donor who will double every dollar you give toward the cause. You can find out more by going to our website. And did you know that more than 50% of the people groups in sub-Saharan Africa have never heard the gospel? The Southern Baptist International Mission Board is working with churches to bring the message of Christ to these unreached peoples. There's a series of training sessions called Base Camps that are starting up this weekend to get missions teams ready. Workshops include teaching on discipleship, leadership, and the culture. Sound interesting? Give us a call to find out more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russia Ministries wants to give you a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these note cards to pray about their work, learn how you can get involved in it, and correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.